Unless Smithfield and Bryant can come to an agreement, the legislation allows the town to bill the university for any municipal services it uses. The nonprofit university sits on some 420 acres of land that State Senator Stephen Archambault says would generate $2 million in yearly taxes. Archambault says it's only fair that Bryant pays for the services it uses, but the university says it does. It pays for fire and rescue services and has its own police force and garbage pickup. Bryant also says it pumps $17 million annually into the local economy. The bill is headed to the governor's desk. If signed, it would go into effect on March 1st. Catherine Welch, Rhode Island Public Radio.